CRTV Radio's network service. The 7 p.m. news with Rita Yuosimbom. In our top stories, a presidential decree signed today has extended the mandate of municipal councillors who were voted on February 9, 2020 and whose term of office was due to end on February 25, 2025 to the 31st of May 2026. This edition of the 7 p.m. news examines the relevance of the mandate extension. And also coming up is the in-depth segment of the news, which will focus on the prevalence rate of hepatitis and national strategies to fight the virus. In news out of Cameroon, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on the offensive against Donald Trump in the first rally of her White House campaign. Those were top stories. And now the news in full. Presidents Paul Biya and wife Chantal Biya are on their way to Paris, France, 1 year after their last sojourn in the French capital in June 2023. They are going to Paris to share Olympic values and to open a new chapter in French-Cameroon relations. CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Ashu Nyenti, looks at the context and stakes of the visit. Hi, Ashu.
At a time when the world's sports order changes constantly, when sports diplomacy is increasingly becoming a redoubtable factor in global geopolitics and modern international relations, President Paul Biya is responding to a double invitation to participate at the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympic Games. Invitations from his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron and from the president of the International Olympics Committee, Thomas Bach. The invitations and his coming are two sides of the same coin in diplomatic reciprocity. Paul and Chantal Biya's coming to Paris is no sinecure. Cameroon has contributed over the years in writing some of the most beautiful pages in Olympic history in a romance that started in 1964 with the mouth-watering performances of some of his most outstanding athletes, such as Françoise Mbango Etone, double gold medalist in triple jump in 2004 and 2008, Martin Ndongo Ebanga, bronze medalist in boxing in 1984, Joseph Besala, silver medalist in boxing in 1968, Medias Nzeso, bronze medalist in weightlifting in 2012, and the indomitable lions that lifted the gold medal at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Therefore, with Paul Biya's participation at the Paris event, it is like Cameroon is giving back to the Olympic movement what it has given to Cameroon. President Paul Biya shares Olympic values such as peace, living together, the celebration of effort and talent, dialogue, and the spirit of sharing. This sojourn will be an opportunity for the president of Cameroon to do effective diplomacy, sharing notes and perspectives directly with his peers from different backgrounds and horizons in furthering the overall interests of Cameroon. Despite the jerky political atmosphere in France at this moment, the government of French President Emmanuel Macron has still put little dishes into the beak, investing colossal resources to make the Parisian rendezvous an unforgettable sojourn for all. Ashu Nyenti Vincent Bolo on national assignment, Paris, France.
And on to this news just coming in. President Paul Biya and First Lady Chantal Biya have arrived in Paris for the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games on Friday. Their plane touched down at the Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport at 7:30 p.m. local time. The first couple was received as they alighted from the plane by Cameroon's ambassador to France, André Magnus Ekumu, and airport officials. Paul and Chantal Biya are now in a motorcade to the Four Seasons Georges Lafitte Hotel, where they will be staying during their Parisian sojourn. And before leaving, President Paul Biya signed a decree extending the mandate of municipal councillors who were voted on February 9, 2020, and whose term of office was due to end on February 25, 2025 to the 31st of May 2026. The decree stipulates that the decision was taken after consultations with the government and the Senate with representatives of local decentralized collectivities. Political Dex editor Albert Njembondi examines the relevance of the mandate extension.
Albert. Remember that the National Assembly had already adopted a bill extending the mandate of National Assembly representatives on the strength of Article 15, Paragraph 4 of the Constitution. It is in the same vein that the term of office of municipal councillors is being extended in line with Section 170, Paragraph 2 of the Electoral Code, which indicates that in case of a crisis or where circumstances so warrant, the President of the Republic could extend the term of office. Circumstances now do warrant on the need to lighten the electoral calendar, which would have provided for four key elections in 2025, that is the legislative, the municipal, as well as the presidential and regional elections. This would have been quite cumbersome for ELECAM, charged with the organization of elections, election organization and management, known to be sensitive and complex, required the mobilization of human resources and logistics. This extension now gives ELECAM ample time and space to guarantee that the technical and operational procedures are carried out in a more serene manner, such that electoral operations for either the municipal or legislative elections do not overlap or tangle with those of the presidential or regional elections. The extension also gives time for the state to mobilize the required financial resources for an elections organization is quite an expensive venture, not made easy at this particularly difficult and complex economic environment. A complexity made even more complex by security challenges in some regions of the country. Remember, pacifying red zones for local populations to freely go out and vote also requires significant financial resources.
And shortly after the decree was unveiled, Albert Njembondi captured the reactions of the mayor of Buya, Barrister David Mafani Namange, and Paul Ngale Ifome, the city mayor of Limbe. Both are grateful to the President of the Republic and see the extension as an opportunity to serve. Take a listen.
It's with great joy that I learned of this very timely decision of His Excellency President Paul Biya, which I must remind all and sundry that this great statesman has done this within the ambits of the law and the necessity of the moment in our country. This gives us the municipal magistrates and councillors an opportunity to continue to humbly serve our populations. While expressing once more our gratitude to the head of state, we recognize that it is equally a challenge, and we call on all Cameroonians, especially political and other opinion leaders, to accompany the nation. When things like this come, some people want to dilute the importance of it. But this is a great action from a great statesman to resolve an issue at hand. We thank the head of state.
For me, it's an opportunity for my vision, as the slogan goes, building together, to accomplish some of my projects that I have in hand. It will be a pleasure for me to look at this short period that I've been in office, having in mind that I took a half mandate in 2022. And I think that it will be a pleasure for me to assess what I have done so far to the population, you know, giving them the social amenities that is needed for them according to the resources put in place for me to do so. So I take it as an opportunity to push harder to make sure that the social amenities of my population is even accomplished.
In other news, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute, has stressed on the important role religion can play in promoting peace and development in Cameroon. He made the statement today in Yaoundé during an audience with a delegation of Muslims of the Tijani branch. The delegation, led by the Sultan and Kings of the Bamount, also included the guide of the Tijani Muslims, Sheikh Muhammadu Mami Ibrahima. For more details, we have our star building correspondent, Christian Chiata.
The movement of Muslims of the Tijaniya branch in Cameroon have been celebrating their second cultural days since the 16th of July. The event, which started in Tibati, is characterized by intense prayers for peace in Cameroon and will spread across different towns of the country. The delegation of Muslims of the Tijaniya branch in Cameroon, led by the Sultan and King of the Bamouns, Mohamed Nabil Mfonrifum Mbombonjoya, visited the Star Building to present the event and to affirm to the Prime Minister that they keep praying for peace in Cameroon. the special guest for this second edition of the Cultural Days of the Tijaniya Muslims, the guide of the Tijani Muslim community, Sheikh Muhammadu Mahi Ibrahim Anyas, was also part of the delegation. The cleric, who is at the head of a branch of Tijaniya Muslims, said he continues praying for Cameroon.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
We are very happy to be in Cameroon. Since our arrival here, we have seen only brotherhood everywhere we have been. We pray for the President, Paul Biya, and for the head of government to continue leading the country towards the roots of peace.
Yep.
The Prime Minister encouraged the movement of Tijaniya Muslims in Cameroon to continue praying for sustainable peace to return in troubled parts of the country. He said in this way, the government's drive towards development will touch all parts of the country. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
And the outgoing country director of the World Food Programme in Cameroon, Wanja Kaira, has commended the government for its unwavering determination to assist the WFP bring food and relief to the needy. She made a statement today in Yaoundé after a farewell audience with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute. Both personalities also made a review of Cameroon WFP relations while seeking ways of improving their collaboration. Here is the outgoing WFP country director for Cameroon, Wanja Kaira, making an evaluation of her mission in Cameroon. Take a listen.
I want to really appreciate this audience with His Excellency the Prime Minister today. It was just an opportunity for me to express my profound gratitude for the government of Cameroon. Having worked here now for the last 4 years and come to the term of my assignment, it's just to express our deep appreciation for the support we've, because while I was representative here for the 4 years, we were able to serve about 1 million people who are in need of food assistance in Cameroon. We've also not only done that with resources coming from abroad, we've also received substantial resources from the government of Cameroon as well. So today was also to appreciate and recognize Cameroon as being the second largest donor to the World Food Programme in Cameroon, because they've put in significant resources to address the challenges of food insecurity, but also to make sure that moving forward that we not only depend on external assistance, but also develop a self-sustaining opportunity for communities so that they're also self-reliant.
Elsewhere, results of the 2024 session of examinations organized by the Cameroon GC Board have been released. Statistics indicate that there has been a slight drop in the performances as the head of the transition management team of the Cameroon GC Board, Mrs. Ndi Bernadette, now explains.
This year, the overall results stand at 60.8% pass. There is a slight drop in the performance, but we can notice that there has also been an increase in the number of candidates who went in for the exam. We decided to work more on prevention, preventing the candidate from getting involved in examination malpractices of any form. And all the measures we put in place have yielded good fruit, because last year we had about 1,800 candidates who were banned. But this year we have up to a 90% drop, and that has brought down the number of candidates who have been banned to 180 candidates. We had security cameras installed in most of our examination centers. We have about 21 candidates whose results have been withheld for further investigation. We are going to invite those involved, the school authorities, the candidates involved, to come so that we can interview them and get more information. And we'll make sure that within a month, their results will then be released. We don't have full schools that have been sanctioned, only the individual candidates who were involved in the malpractice. We also have some two teachers who were sanctioned for being involved in examination malpractice. When a teacher is sanctioned, the teacher will be kept away from any GC board activities for at least 3 years.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you're listening to the 7 p.m. news. Now on to the in-depth segment of our news. Clinicians are being edified on viral hepatitis, its diagnostic method, and Cameroon's policies in the fight against the hepatitis B virus. This is at a post-university seminar organized by the Cameroon Centre Pasteur, which was hinged on the theme National Strategies for the Fight Against Hepatitis B and D. In Cameroon, what becomes of our patients today and tomorrow? It is in a build-up to the commemoration of this year's World Hepatitis Day on Sunday, July 28, at a time when Cameroon is still battling with a prevalence rate of about 12%. Details with Kelly Aben.
Hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver caused by a variety of infectious viruses. According to the head of the virology unit at the Cameroon Centre Pasteur, Professor Richard Njoum, there are five types of hepatitis virus, A, B, C, D, and E, with the most common in Cameroon, B and D.
L'hépatite B, en fait, c'est une hépatite qui est principalement transmitted.
Hepatitis B is a virus transmitted from mother to child at birth. Sexual intercourse, contaminated blood or products, putting something in the mouth that has been contaminated with saliva to which the virus spreads.
La salive est un liquide de destruction de ce virus.
Professor Richard Njoum adds that in a recent survey, the northern regions of Cameroon recorded a chronic prevalence rate of 17% for hepatitis B virus, while hepatitis D, which is associated to B, was very much present in the east and south regions.
On est infecté par la D, que quand on est infecté par la B, c'est-à-dire que
hepatitis Delta or D comes as a co-infection of hepatitis B. We carried out investigation on patients who were infected by hepatitis B and had a national prevalence rate of 10%, while hepatitis D, which is most present in the forest zones, that is in the east and south regions, where 50% of the population is infected.
La zone la plus touchée ici avec la D, c'est les zones de forêt, beaucoup plus l'est et le sud.
With the evolution of the virus, Professor Richard Njoum says, apart from government systematic vaccination measure, there is need for the implementation of more strategies to curb the rate of transmission and guarantee the treatment of hepatitis patients.
The government put in place the systematic vaccination of children born by mothers with hepatitis B. This has been completed by the enlarged immunization program, which in 2005 introduced vaccination against hepatitis B. This has helped children born before 2005 and after that period to be vaccinated.
The awareness seminar on hepatitis, as part of activities leading up to the World Hepatitis Day, to be observed this Sunday, July 28th, under the theme It's Time for Action.
Kelly Aben reporting. Hepatitis B viral infection remains a public health problem. Statistics based on a meta-analysis carried out in 2017 revealed that Cameroon had a national prevalence of 11.2%. The viral infection that affects the liver can, however, be prevented and treated in hospitals within the country. Scholar Maloke tells us more from Douala.
There are several types of hepatitis, but the most common is hepatitis B, which can be contracted through several means, like having unprotected sex and being exposed to unsafe sharp objects, though it can cause both acute and chronic diseases which can lead to death. Dr. Agbomosis Tabin, medical doctor at the Deido District Hospital, says it can be prevented.
If you're not infected, you should get vaccinated, because you have to first of all do your test to know if you're infected or not. You have to get vaccinated. Secondly, it is transmitted through sexual intercourse, because when your blood, most biological liquids in the system, you have the vaginal, you have the saliva, the sperm is found in it. So if you have to have it, you have to be protected. But I can never stop by emphasizing that you have to get vaccinated.
Apart from being preventable, hepatitis B can be cured in medical hospitals in the country.
We have the treatments now. We have molecules like tenofovir that the government has rendered it accessible to everybody. Drug is other self-solvention now.
Hepatitis B is therefore a killer disease if not well handled, which is why the government of Cameroon has invested a lot of money to ensure that the population live free of it. Scholar Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
In Cameroon, it is estimated that around 11% of the population is infected with the hepatitis B virus, making it a significant public health concern. Although considered as a threat, the viral infection can be contained if treated properly. In the following analysis, Bertrand Osumba says there are commendable efforts made to keep patients away from danger. Bertrand?
Medical experts say Despite the potential dangers of hepatitis B, proper medical care and treatment can enable individuals to lead a healthy and fulfilling lives with the virus. Medical advancements offer antiviral medications to manage the hepatitis B virus causing liver cirrhosis and cancer, thereby reducing liver damage risk. Vaccination is also available for prevention in unexposed individuals. Persons with hepatitis B are advised to collaborate closely with their healthcare providers to monitor their condition and adhere to a treatment plan. Regular checkups, blood tests, and liver imaging are essential for checking disease progression and ensuring appropriate treatment. Staying informed about the latest treatment advancements and seeking medical advice promptly if exposure is suspected are crucial steps in managing hepatitis B effectively.
Medical experts advise that children should be given the first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours following birth. They say the vaccine was included in the routine vaccination program in 2005. As for adults, there are three doses and in some cases, there is a booster dose. Winston Lebga discussed issues related to hepatitis B with the coordinator of the Hepatitis Treatment Center of the Boyo Regional Hospital, Dr. Folefak Lora is the guest of the 7 p.m. news.
Dr. Folefak Lora, thank you for being our guest on the 7 p.m. When does hepatitis B get chronic?
Any individual who tests positive for hepatitis B virus for more than 6 months after their first blood test is diagnosed to be having chronic hepatitis B infection. And this actually means that the individual's immune system was not able to get rid of the hepatitis B virus.
Is there any special diet for people living with chronic hepatitis B infection?
Well, there is no diet, I would say, that can cure the chronic hepatitis B or hepatitis B infection per se. Nevertheless, we could recommend some diets for patients. This include eating a balanced diet made up of fruits, made up of vegetables, whole grains, proteins. Overall, a balanced diet. And the balanced diet has a role in that it would boost the individual's immune system and enable them to be able to manage this chronic infection better.
Doctor, it is said that there is a period when a patient does not need to take his or her medicines. I want to know, how true is that and what must they do to support the liver?
That all depends on whether or not they meet certain criteria, clinical and paraclinical or laboratory criteria that are put in place. For example, a patient with a low viral load is not going to start treatment at the point of diagnosis of chronic hepatitis B infection. We all know that chronic hepatitis B has no cure, and medications are intended to just help manage the situation, suppress the viral load. So if the viral load is already low, even though, yes, the patient is infected, if the viral load is already low, they are not going to need treatment at that point in time. And that's just one of the many criteria which we have to assess at the point of diagnosis to make a decision. Completely avoid any medication that is also metabolized or broken down in the liver, like paracetamol.
You just listened there to the coordinator of the Hepatitis Treatment Center of the Boyo Regional Hospital, Dr. Folefak Lora. He was interviewed by Winston Lebga. On to something different, the acting Minister of Mines, Industries and Technological Development has assured Cameroonians that all is ready for the signing of the Mini-Matap Bauxite Convention, which will enable the transformation of bauxite to aluminium. Minister Foukalistus Gentry was speaking during a conference held as part of activities of the Government Action Fair SAGO ongoing at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Minister Foukalistus Gentry says current projects being carried out by the Ministry of Mines, Industries and Technological Development are in line to make the resources of the country available to citizens. He spoke to FOC Babatunde.
The mining projects which the president said have started are sure and they are ongoing. We have added more projects, and today we have just announced that on Friday there will be the signing of the convention for the Minimata bauxite. We have also elaborated on the link between mining and industry. Like the cement factory recently inaugurated, we are using clays to replace clinker, and that goes a long way to help in import substitution. We have also touched on aspects of intellectual property, which will be making the National Technological Days this year as a focal point following the visit of the Director General of the World Intellectual Property Organization. We want to show the transversal nature of our ministry, that mining is a primary material that along the way is transformed, and that all this transformation needs technology.
The second ordinary session of the National Committee on Local Finance for the 2024 financial year has opened in Yaoundé today. Chaired by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Ilangobam, President of the Committee, the objective is to provide decentralized local authorities with an IT system for accounting and budgetary management. Joyce Cliff Tata has the details.
The second meeting of the National Committee on Local Finance for the 2024 financial year is to optimize the Simba application, a tool designed to automate the accounting management process of public entities.
Anise Akoa, Mayor of Ngulumakan Council and the Vice President of UCCC. The focus is to implement the new tools by implementing the logiciel Simba. That will ameliorate the management of local finance in all the council and all the collectivity. We want to modernize our society so that we can achieve the objective of our decentralization.
The Director of Public Accounting in the Ministry of Finance, Ashil Basahag, says the committee targets to align decentralized local authorities with computerized local finance management standards.
More than 20 years, we have used Simba. The problem is that we used it for the production of traditional and execution of traditional budget and account or SINGS entity with the signature of the code of collectivity. We have reform in our local public finances, introduction of program budget and patrimonial account. And that environment, we were obliged to upgrade.
The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Ilangobam, called on members of the committee to work efficiently so that by 2025, the Simba new upgraded computerized system be put to use.
Joyce Cliff Tata with that report. Municipal councillors in Mayo Hurna Division, Benue Division in the North Region, have pleaded with the divisional delegate Ndondo Francis Eric to help them fight the growing phenomenon of some farmers pumping water out of lakes of the locality for agricultural purposes, lamenting that the action makes the lakes go dry during the dry season. They made the plea at the Bardagi Council's ordinary session, during which they reviewed and adopted their administrative and management account for the 2023 financial year to the tune of 545 million CFA francs with a project realization rate of 96%. Details with Julius Neba.
During the intense ordinary session deliberations, the councillors expressed satisfaction following the realization rate of the 2023 earmarked projects in the areas of health, education, agriculture, waste management, infrastructure, and the provision of social amenities in a bid to improve on the well-being of locals. Amadou Abubakar is mayor of Mbandake.
Next year, we look forward to carry out additional development initiatives in the areas of road infrastructure, education, health, and more in a bid to ensure that the population live comfortably in peace.
Going by the committee reports, the councillors lamented that till date, the Mbandake Council still finds it difficult to realize its earmarked projects, partly because of revenue collection challenges, especially as persons involved in transhumance and other economic generating activities from neighboring Nigeria are not paying their taxes. Ndondo Francis Eric is the divisional officer
for Mayo Una.
We recommended the council officials carry out more revenue collection to boost up the financial capabilities and also stressed on the need to focus on hygiene and sanitation because we look forward to winning the cleanest town competition.
The councillors also called on the divisional officer who was representing the SDO for Benue to help them put an end to the growing phenomenon of some farmers pumping out water from the locality's leaks for agricultural purposes, highlighting that in the long run, it will be detrimental to the environment, and worse, in the dry season, the lakes will go dry. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Bandake.
In news out of Cameroon, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has gone on the offensive against Donald Trump in the first rally of her White House campaign, portraying November's election as a choice between a former persecutor and a convicted felon. Speaking to a crowd of about 3,000 in the battleground state of Wisconsin, Harris likens her Republican opponent to a fraudster she said she had persecuted. Trump, meanwhile, assailed her record on the brother and post it on social media. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, presented by Rita Yuosambom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.